Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
A lot of people are so crunched and busy and hurried, and they don't take the time to even enjoy time to delight in the Lord. Do you find that that is a main complaint or a main challenge that people have with the concept of coming to a practice of Sabbath in their life?
I do. And it's, even the verb, take time. Well, we don't take time. Time is actually a created reality that we are meant to honor and submit to. In the same way that, you know, you can submit to a rock by acknowledging it's too big for you to pick up. So time is one of those realities where if we understand that we can't add a cubit, we can't take away a cubit. We've been given time, and that would be the key verb I would offer. I use the phrase you use all the time. I can't take time for that. Mm-hmm. And my wife, who is really the one, my wife Becky, is the presence of Sabbath, the one who has asked me to consider it, write about it, live it. So the word she'll always use is not the word take time, but the idea that we have been given time. And as a gift, we get to determine with that gift how we want to use it for the sake of the one who gave it to us. So if we see time not as ours to take, but as something we receive that is given, then the question is, do you have enough time? Well, are you kidding? I have all the time in the world to do what God desires. But what keeps us from doing that, I think, boils down to a simple word, idolatry. Mm-hmm. We feel pressure, but we also serve idols that demand that we be 24/7, always moving, always committed, always doing this work. So it can be a job, it can be a family, it can be children, that we feel like we have to be on for, and that there really is not time to Sabbath. Well, that's like saying you don't have time to be faithful. You don't have time to engage God. In and of itself, let's just say it's ridiculous.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.